listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
There's a special kind of quiet that settles over everything close to Christmas, isn't there, Ben? It's a time when we all think about peace on earth and goodwill.
It is. And that sentiment makes me think of one of the most incredible and moving stories from modern history, a story that seems to embody that very idea, even in the most unlikely of places, the trenches of World War I.
The Christmas Truce of 1914. It's a story that feels almost like a myth or a holiday fable. The idea that on Christmas Day, British and German soldiers just stopped fighting, climbed out of their trenches, sang carols, exchanged gifts, and even played football in no man's land.
It's an image of humanity that is so powerful it has become a legendary symbol of peace. But the very fact that it feels like a miracle makes you question the simple story we're all told. And with Christmas just days away, it's the perfect time to ask our central question. Was the 1914 Christmas truce a miracle of peace?
It certainly sounds like one. A spontaneous moment of shared humanity, breaking through the horror of war.
It was absolutely a moment of shared humanity, but it wasn't quite as spontaneous or miraculous as the legend suggests. And that's the first key point. The truce wasn't a universal event that happened everywhere. It was a localized phenomenon, born of proximity and exhaustion as much as Christmas spirit.
What do you mean by proximity?
In many sectors of the Western Front, the trenches were incredibly close, sometimes only 30 or 40 yards apart. For months, the soldiers had been living in the same mud, enduring the same rain, and listening to the same sounds of misery. A live and let live system had already developed in many of these places. Unspoken truces, not to shell the latrines or to allow each side to collect their dead after a battle. The soldiers saw their enemies as men in the same terrible situation. The Christmas spirit was the catalyst that made this unspoken understanding official, but the groundwork of mutual respect was already there.
So it was less a sudden miracle and more the beautiful culmination of a pre-existing unspoken bond between the soldiers.
Precisely, and that leads to the second crucial point. The truce was an act of rebellion from below. This wasn't an officially sanctioned peace process. In fact, the high command on both sides was absolutely horrified by it. Generals issued strict orders forbidding fraternization, fearing it would destroy the soldiers' fighting spirit.
So this was an act of defiance. The common soldiers taking matters into their own hands.
Completely. It was a spontaneous act of mass disobedience. It was the frontline soldiers, the ones actually living in the horror, who briefly reclaimed their own humanity against the orders of the generals sitting safely miles behind the lines. It was a powerful, grassroots moment where shared humanity triumphed over military discipline.
That makes the story even more powerful, knowing it was an act of resistance. But if it was so powerful, why didn't it happen again in 1915 or 1916?
And that's the final and most tragic point of the story. The Christmas truce was a one-time event, and its uniqueness is what makes it so poignant. After 1914, the war became far more brutal and impersonal. The introduction of poison gas, the massive, city-leveling artillery bombardments, and the staggering casualties of battles like the Somme and Verdun killed any sense of shared experience.
The war machine crushed that brief moment of humanity.
It did. The High Command issued explicit orders to fire artillery all through Christmas Day to prevent any repeat. The story of the truce isn't just a heartwarming miracle to celebrate this Christmas season. It's also a deeply tragic reminder of a brief, beautiful glimpse of humanity right before the war descended into 4 years of industrialized slaughter. It's beautiful because it happened and tragic because it could never happen again.
A perfect summary, then. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.